Now I come to the 58th psalm. And this psalm that we have is another Al-Tasheth psalm, as well as being a Mictam psalm. Now, it means this is something that is substantial and durable, and it means destroy not. And again, will you notice, this is a question, and who asks it? Bishop Horn thought that God was the one that asked this question here. And it goes like this: is righteousness indeed silent? Do ye judges speak it? Do ye with uprightness judge the children of man? You know, the Lord's going to call on the judges to turn in their report to him someday. And it is apparently God speaking now, using the pen of David, of course. Now we come down to a prayer here, and it's an imprecatory prayer. He's speaking about these enemies that are about him, that work. They're like a serpent, and they are those that are his enemies that seek to destroy him. And he asks six things, that is, six destructions he prays for here. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O God. Now, the enemy was like a lion. And I don't know about you. Somebody says a Christian can't pray this prayer. I pray the Lord is going to absolutely deal with Satan. And he's the roaring lion. I hope God breaks his teeth, my friend. I don't consider that unchristian at all. And David was speaking of his enemies in that day, and he's under law. He's asking for justice. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Now he says, using another figure of speech, let them melt away like waters which run continually. Why, the wickedness was like a flood. And now he asks God, let that flood of wickedness just melt away. And then the third one, when he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. And he's like a marksman that is shooting at him, you see. What a picture that you have here. And then we have another picture that's given. Like a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. That's the fourth one. And the snail here is apparently an unusual snail in that country. And that snail under the sun would absolutely be melted. But the snail goes through and leaves his slimy trail. And David says, evaporate him. Get rid of that slimy trail through the world today. And then we find the fifth thing here, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. That is, may they not come to fruition in the things that they plan in the evil womb of their minds. May it come to naught. And now the sixth and last figure of speech he uses, he says, before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. You gather together these thorns to put under the pot to heat it, and a wind comes along and blows them away. And he says, oh God, remove them before they can do their dirty work, before they can burn and sear. I think this is a tremendous prayer.